WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by FiberMax Cotton Seed from Bayer Crop Science. FiberMax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Fire Department's Facebook page posted yesterday that one of the two firefighters burned in the Knights of Columbus Hellfire has been dismissed from a burn unit. Ricky Manti is staying in Galveston with his family as he will continue almost daily trips to the hospital for physical therapy. The second burned fireman, Mitch Moran, is reported as making great progress and improving every day. Thanks to the Bryan City Council, more information is coming out about the $91 million GlaxoSmithKline drug manufacturing plant coming to the BioCorridor. Chuck Conderla was among those at this week's council meeting, revealing the local impact once production begins.
There's an estimated $80 million in real and personal property investment forecast in Bryan College Station, with a $3.75 million payroll annually at this facility.
Mayor Jason Bayansky says 7,000 jobs will be created.
I think the impact, according to Ray Perryman in his report, was about $400 million that would come into our community.
According to the Research Valley Partnership, groundbreaking will take place this summer. The College Station City Council takes up nearly $9 million of projects during this evening's meeting.
5 years ago, voters approved a bond issue that included extending Jones-Butler Road from Luther to George Bush, connecting to Penberthy Road on the A&M campus. Tonight, the council will consider a $3 million contract to extend the street with sidewalks, bike lanes, and street lighting. Another $1.5 million will be spent to repair Bird Pond Road from Rock Prairie to the city limits. Then there's more than $2 million going into laying almost 1.5 miles of new sewer lines along Bee Creek, from Bee Creek Park, crossing Harvey Mitchell Parkway and ending west of Welsh Avenue in front of First Baptist Church. This is the first of a four-phase replacement. And there are a couple of things in Northgate. One involves a new electric substation at University and Welburn, where the city will pay $1 million between land and a transformer. And the council's been asked to let staff buy the remaining land needed to create a loading zone along University between the former College Main and Lodge Street. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
250 jobs are available in one location tomorrow. The new Scott and White Hospital in College Station is holding a career fair. Human Resources Director Bob Schubert says they'll be interviewing for a wide variety of positions.
And that'll cover everything from nursing, rehabilitation services, our nutritional services, radiology, environmental services, which includes our housekeeping and also our maintenance, pharmacy, patient services, business office, HIM, which is Health Information Management Department, will all be present and doing interviews on site.
The career fair will be tomorrow from 2 until 8:30 at the Hilton. And a large part of the Texas winter wheat crop could have been damaged by hard freezes in the last few days. A lot of the wheat growing area saw temperatures in the teens and low 20s. Texas A&M agronomist Travis Miller says the crop is at a stage that is susceptible to freeze damage.
Wheat is very advanced in growth stages this year because of the mild winter.
Miller says the exact extent of the damage won't be known for a week or longer. And the drowning of a baby at a Caldwell motel led to the discovery of illegal narcotics and the arrest of the parents. Police Captain Charles Darling says 36-year-old Michael Fredrickson and 24-year-old Samantha Lang's irresponsibility led to the baby's death.
I got warrants for both mother and father, and I was informed by CPS that the mother failed a drug test and the father refused to take one. Went ahead and got an affidavit and was able to get an arrest warrant on both parents for possession of a controlled substance and for endangering a child.
Darling, who attended the baby's autopsy, says CPS has the couple's other child, a 2-year-old, in custody and are looking for a safe foster home. Earlier this week, the Texas House passed proposed changes in public education that, among other things, reduce the number of standardized tests from 15 to 5. Senator Charles Schwertner also supports fewer tests as part of reform measures.
And I'm on the side of increasing our flexibility in career and technology options and workforce preparedness. I want all the options so that every student can succeed. And try to reduce also our high-stakes testing that we have in place currently.
The Senate proposal also calls on 5 standardized tests. And for the second time in as many weeks, College Station police report that a drunk driver has crashed into a home. Late last night, 21-year-old Curtis Schroller of Bryan was arrested after his truck allegedly left the street on Leona and hit two mailboxes, a tree, and a parked car before striking a house. No one was injured. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Children and youth were important in the ministry of Jesus Christ. He saw them as an essential part of the kingdom of God, from whom we have much to learn. At A&M United Methodist Church, we share Christ's love for children. We invite you to come to Southwood Valley Pavilion Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for our Easter egg hunt. And then join us on Easter Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for a youth-led sunrise service, followed by a free pancake breakfast. We hope you'll celebrate Easter with us at A&M United Methodist Church, located in Northgate.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, my name is Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for the vacationing Scott DeLucia. And as my granddad used to say, it is going to be a humdinger of a day. Let's find out with the forecast.
Cloudiness has moved up out of the Gulf of Mexico and across a large section of eastern Texas. We'll have lots of clouds today, high 70 to 75. Here and there, the sun may be able to peek through. Clouds tonight, 55 to 60. Tomorrow, lots of clouds, maybe a few breaks of sun, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, near 60. Mixture of clouds and sun Saturday, with highs somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I can tell you, coming up in sports, I'm sure we're going to find out whether the Heat won or lost, as they're moving ever so close to the record set in the NBA. We'll get that, plus find out how A&M baseball is doing and what's coming up on the horizon for them. I think they're going to South Carolina. All that and a whole lot more with sports. In the meantime, it's time for today. What is going on today? Today is...
Are you doing okay today, Kevin?
I am doing okay today.
Okay.
It is National Weed Appreciation Day. So go outside and thank your dandelion.
Oh, okay, good. That's not what
not
I thought
that,
you were talking
Not that
about.
Kind of weed.
We're not Colorado after all.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't have done it otherwise. So go out and thank the dandelions in the front yard like I do. Today is something on a stick day, which could be like / Renaissance Festival Day.
Stick it?
On a steak on a stick, like a Renaissance
steak
Festival.
Oh, steak on a stick.
Or corn dogs, any food on a stick. It's something on a stick day.
You know, speaking of food on a stick in the Renaissance Festival, just real quick.
Okay.
Something we didn't end up talking about during Renaissance, but that has bothered me for a long time. Think about it. When we think of the Renaissance Festival, we think of a big fat turkey leg.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have turkeys in the old world. Turkeys are a new world food.
Well, yeah, they didn't have electricity and cash registers either.
Well, we're supposed to ignore that part.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It is also National Black Forest Cake Day.
Ooh.
Now, that is something I can get behind.
Worth celebrating.
If you've got to celebrate something, National Black Forest Cake, I think, would be the way to go.
So I wish I knew these things a day in advance, so then I could bring them to work.
If that's what it takes, then I will do just that, henceforth and forevermore. Because I look at those well in advance.
All right.
All right, we will get to birthdays coming up here in just a second. It is 6:14 now on 1620 WTAW.
Hurry in to Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent is back from the show and ready for you to see all the new items he has brought back. New pieces, new builders, new books to view. Lots and lots of new. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that will give you years of enjoyment. Custom orders are available, too. Stop by today and see all the new pieces Ken has brought back from the show. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe?
Business owner.
Hurry in to Amish Furniture for Generations. Kent is back from the show and ready for you to see all the new items he has brought back. New pieces, new builders, new books to view. Lots and lots of new. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that will give you years of enjoyment. Custom orders are available too. Stop by today and see all the new pieces Kent has brought back from the show. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, and we need to find out if Jordan is ready. Are you ready, Jordan? Apparently not. Jordan is still trying to get the sports together, so we'll share birthdays with you. Ken Howard, if you'll remember him, he was the White Shadow. He is 69 today.
Okay.
Diana West from Law & Order, and Hannah and her sister. She was also in Footloose. She's 65. Salt, not the actual condiment, but of salt and pepper, is 47 today. Vince Vaughn,
47
years old today.
Wow.
Vince Vaughn, Wedding Crashers, is 43 today. TV personality, sort of, and a general annoyance, Kate Gosling, is 38 today. Julia Stiles from The Bourne Identity and Save the Last Dance is 32. And Lady Gaga celebrating a birthday today. I know you were waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, I actually wore my spandex to work today in her honor. And so I have some
You're not even telling the truth.
Antennas. Oh, like we don't ever lie on this show.
No, ma'am, absolutely not. It's a hard, hard news program. All right, here's something silly for you before we head off into the Dow Jones Report and several others. It's crazy in Florida. We've covered the Florida story for the morning early. A Florida couple sat down at a Denny's Emporium the other night and ordered meals, like you would do at a Denny's. When the bill came, it was $34.08. They couldn't pay it. They had $8 between them and no credit cards.
What?
Confronted by the restaurant manager, the man became loud and boisterous and threatened the staff and other customers before he asked them to chip in. Deputies arrived to find the couple leaving the parking lot. As they were picked up, they were found also to have two sets of Denny's utensils in their pockets.
No. Oh, now that's just a new low.
So they're trying to scam a meal and apparently some silverware for the house.
They obviously have never learned the fine art of dumpster diving. And they wouldn't have had to have that embarrassing experience.
You say that as if you've done it. Wow. Hang on.
Wait. You know that sweatshirt I wear with the leaves painted on the front?
Yes.
That's from a Waco dumpster.
Get out of here.
You know the sweatshirt I wear with the rhinestones? It's kind of aquamarine.
The circa 1987, yeah.
Waco dumpster.
What were you doing diving in dump? Were you just a poor college student or were you bored?
You know the sweatshirt I have with the tartan on the front and the gold buttons?
We got it. I know. You go dumpster diving. But why?
Well,
you're admittedly quirky.
Going to graduate school kind of lowers your standards.
No, that's all you had to say. Got it.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Every weekend it's the same thing. My husband and his friends fussing over who gets to use the John Deere we got from Sioux Falls Prater. See, it's a 3030 AD compact tractor, so it'll do most anything around our place. Mow, dig, load, and it's easy to work with. Maybe I should tell them they can get one at 0% financing for 72 months. Nah, I'll just let them fuss. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudisch directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Burg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
We've got caregivers that work more than 60 hours in a week, and we've got caregivers that just work once a week with one client, just to satisfy something in their soul. People need care around the clock, so we provide care for people during the daytime, in the evenings, overnight, and weekends. We can pretty much accommodate your schedule. If you have an interest in caring for someone, we can find an opportunity for you to serve. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Hansen about our veins and Drew Johnson about our health and wellness. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
To hope for MS patients, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new Biogen IDEC drug to treat multiple sclerosis. Tecfidera could become a blockbuster as the number one oral treatment for MS, and it could be on the market within days. If you notice web pages taking a little longer to load, it could be because of a global internet slowdown being caused by cyber criminals. Spamhaus, a London and Geneva-based international spam-fighting organization, has become a target of what is being called one of the biggest cyber attacks ever launched. The attack could escalate and make things worse before they get better. A new pay TV channel will launch over the summer. People who don't have cable or satellite service will be able to subscribe to Pivot on a standalone basis and stream the program through their internet connections. The network will also be available through some pay TV providers, including DirecTV. Stock market futures are mixed this hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 623 weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com. Today, mostly cloudy skies. We're going to see 73 for your high. South winds 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight. And we'll fall off to a little warmer, 56. And then for your Good Friday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly after lunchtime, and a high of 74. Both Saturday and Sunday, 30% chance of thunderstorm over the weekend for Easter, and then 78 both days. And pretty much the same for you all the way into Monday. As you head back to work on Monday, we're looking at just a chance of rain and 78. It is 50 now at WTAW, and let's find out what's going on.
While people complain that we're obsessed with beauty in our culture today, it turns out people have been obsessed with it since there have been people. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, accounts in collection, and or medical bills, you've probably thought about calling one of those companies that promises to get you out of debt. But Can you trust them? Can they really help you? At Family Financial, a nonprofit organization, for over 18 years, we have helped thousands of people regain control of their credit card debt. And listen to this. Our number one source of new clients is referrals from our existing clients. Why? Because our clients are already receiving the benefits and they know their friends and family can trust our services. If you believe it's time for you to regain control of your debt too, call Family Financial at 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. We'll establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates, and stop those annoying collection calls. Why delay any longer? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173.
The desire to look beautiful and be attractive to others. Where does it come from?
First of all, I would say that normal, healthy interest in beauty is what everyone hopefully has. We all want to look good for ourselves and for others.
Ellen Sinkman, author of the book The Psychology of Beauty, says the desire to be beautiful is programmed into us.
Archaeologists have found evidence of Neanderthals creating jewelry out of vividly colored cosmetic seashells, and they have found in ancient Egyptian mummies primitive orthodonture. They used catgut to straighten teeth and close gaps. So those are some of the indications, but cosmetics and jewelry were manufactured before spoken language.
Wanting to be attractive appears to go beyond just attracting a mate and having babies to keep the species alive.
It has to do with feeling vital and full of life and not decaying. We all want to hold on to life, and beauty is power. You feel empowered and confident, able to enter life with energy if you have a sense that you control how you look.
But outer beauty is not the whole story.
If you feel beautiful inside, then you project a kind of beauty and confidence and power. And that's really more important than whether your lips are rounded or narrow.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites, made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet. Open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
When it's time to choose a pediatrician, wouldn't it be great if you could find a place where all the physicians are board certified by the American Academy of Pediatrics, or a practice that's been voted best of the Brazos Valley, or maybe a practice with three Texas Monthly Superdoctors on staff? At University Pediatric Association, you'll find all that and more. For 35 years, UPA has cared for generations of Brazos Valley families, and we're ready to help take care of yours. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist. When it's time to choose a pediatrician, wouldn't it be great if you could find a place?
Are you ready for a new beginning in Christ? Sometimes life doesn't turn out exactly the way we had hoped. At Easter, we believe that Jesus rose from the dead as a sign of God's love, grace, and offering of new beginnings. If you're ready for a new life in Christ, join us at A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate on Easter Sunday morning at 6:30, 8:30, 9:45, and 11 as we celebrate the risen Lord. A&M United Methodist Church, located in Northgate.
For many people, this time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries. Now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
For Bryan College Station's 2013 American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon. The luncheon is an afternoon of inspiration, education, fundraising, and fun with a delicious seated meal and silent auction. Tickets are $50 and the luncheon is at 11:30 on Thursday, April 4th at the Hilton and College Station. For more information or to sponsor a table, please call 512-338-2425. Make it your mission to fight heart disease by calling 512-338-2425.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man is accused of crashing his truck into a College Station home on Leona while intoxicated. Police report that late last night, 21-year-old Curtis Schroller of Bryan hit two mailboxes, a tree, and a parked car before crossing the street and hitting a house. There were no injuries, but this is the second drunk driver hitting a home since last Wednesday. The Bryan firemen, severely burned in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, continue to make great progress. The fire department's Facebook page reports Ricky Manti was released yesterday from a Galveston burn center. He and his family remain close by as he continues hospital trips nearly every day for physical therapy. Fellow firefighter Mitch Moran is improving every day, according to the Facebook post. And it's not often one employer is looking to fill 250 positions at one time, but that's the goal at the new Scott & White Hospital in College Station. Human Resources Director Bob Schubert says they're holding a career fair tomorrow at the Hilton.
That's a daunting task, but one that we're up to. All of our directors and our managers are involved, which will be about 10 people from the local hospital here. We have five staff members coming from our corporate headquarters in Temple, along with all of our HR staff, and that'll be three of us that'll be doing that. We're hoping we will be able to attract approximately 500 people.
More information about the fair, which is tomorrow between 2 and 8:30, is on our website at WTAW.com. And tonight's business for the College Station City Council includes a proposed funeral home, requests from the police department, and possible changes to the animal control ordinance.
The council will take up a unanimous planning commission recommendation to rezone land along the freeway southbound service road between Stylecraft Builders and a self-storage business. Developers want to build a funeral home along the frontage road, and it's the first of a three-phase project that would also allow office and some commercial businesses. At the beginning of the month, police Chief Jeff Capps said the mass shooting on Fidelity Street last August identified the need for more rifles, ammunition, and heavy body armor. The council is being asked to spend $180,000 to ensure all officers are properly equipped. Chief Capps is also asking to add two new officers that would be dedicated to the new unit, primarily covering the Northgate District. That's a cost of $190,000. Proposed changes to College Station's animal control ordinance includes, among other things, ticketing owners when animals are left in a parked vehicle or trailer for more than 5 minutes when the temperature's at or above 85 or at or below 35 degrees. There's a 6-page list of what constitutes a dangerous dog and how they're to be handled, and falcons and hawks are allowed if the owner has a state permit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This week's announcement in Austin of a $91 million drug manufacturing plant coming to the Bryan College Station BioCorridor pointed out the benefits to the state. Bryan Mayor Jason Bianski says one economist estimates the local impact at $400 million.
And spinoffs and helping the economy over the next 25 years. You know, you're talking about 7,000 jobs.
Bryan Councilman Chuck Condorla at this week's meeting says there will be an $80 million increase in property investment and the estimated payroll will approach $4 million annually.
They said they would not have come if the infrastructure were not there. We argued not too long ago about whether or not we should have an overpass at the Health Science Center corridor. I'm so glad that people with vision have been in office in Bryan the last several years.
Groundbreaking of the GlaxoSmithKline plant is expected this summer, according to the Research Valley Partnership. And a large part of the Texas winter wheat crop could have been damaged by hard freezes in the last few days. Texas A&M agronomist Travis Miller says a lot of the wheat growing area saw temperatures in the teens and low 20s.
We have a real potential risk for our wheat crop. The more advanced the growth stage of the wheat, the more susceptible it is to spring freeze injury.
He says the crop is at a stage that's susceptible to freeze damage. And it's still unknown exactly what events led to the recent drowning of a baby in a Caldwell Motel bathtub, but Police Captain Charles Darling says parental drug use and irresponsibility played a large part.
At that time, both of them were crying. Like I said, that's pretty common for most people. But when I served the warrants on both of them, they didn't show any remorse whatsoever. It just seemed to me like it's like they couldn't care less that it happened.
Darling says a search of the motel rooms yielded enough information to obtain two arrest warrants each for 36-year-old Michael Fredrickson and 24-year-old Samantha Lang. The parents are still jailed, and a second child is in custody of CPS. And much of this week's attention in the state legislature has been on public education. Senator Charles Schwertner says there's more than the proposal to reduce the number of standardized tests.
And there's been a great discussion about curriculum redesign, how much rigor versus how much flexibility should be in our curriculum here in the state of Texas for our public school students.
The House has passed its reform package, including reducing the number of standardized tests from 15 to 5. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, your weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mostly cloudy today. Temperatures will be getting milder as we get closer to the weekend. Highs today 70 to 75. We'll have clouds in the forecast for tonight with lows of 55 to 60. Clouds for tomorrow. Highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. Tomorrow night it's mostly cloudy with lows near 60 degrees. During the day on Saturday, we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun, and highs will be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, the entire planet is a titter with DOMA. If you've seen anything online, if you're on Facebook, people are changing profile pictures and the like.
Yep.
Well, after hearing the challenge Tuesday for the California ban on same-sex marriage, the Supreme Court moved yesterday for its 1996 Defense of Marriage Act. And we'll talk about that in just a minute after we find out about sports. I'm sorry, I forgot to do the tease.
That's all right. I was trying to figure out if you were going for a sports angle on that or
no,
not.
No, not at all.
But yeah, coming up in sports, we've got a lot to talk about. The A&M baseball team will be in action tonight. The College Station High Lady Cougars, they won their first playoff game last night. Congratulations to them. We'll also talk about those little Miami Heat. It's over. It's over. The fat lady has sung. We got all that coming up in sports.
Roseanne was there?
See what you did there.
Very nice.
Just kidding.
All right, back to the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act. Most everybody knows it as DOMA. The law bars federal recognition and benefits for same-sex couples married in any of the states. And there are 9 currently with such unions that are legal.
And when he talked about the pictures earlier, just in case you didn't know what he was talking about, it's that little picture that looks like a sideways pig nose made out of starbursts.
It looks like it's an equal sign.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now I saw it and I was like, what is this little starburst? It looks like a starburst on a starburst, sort of. Candies, I mean. Starburst candies.
It's an equal sign.
Okay.
The tea leaves in this case seem to be much clearer, at least, than the previous hearings from Monday. Justice Anthony Kennedy joined the 4 liberals on the Supreme Court in questioning the constitutionality of the law. The court-watching website SCOTUS blog thinks it's about 80% likely the court will strike down DOMA. But the conservatives on the court questioned President Obama's unwillingness to defend DOMA in 2011, a possible sign they could be cautious about striking down a law. Interestingly, though, the question didn't come up on Tuesday, given that both California's governor and the attorney general refused to defend Prop 8 in court, declaring the law unconstitutional. Just some background on this. There are some 1,100 federal laws and that confer benefits to one sort or another for married couples, everything from tax savings to Social Security benefits, but DOMA excludes those benefits for legally married same-sex couples. If we just got out of the business of marriage, going back to the libertarian look at just, you know, government back off entirely.
Sure.
I don't think it would be as much of an issue.
Mm.
I just, taking the gay, that part of it aside, if you get rid of them regulating marriage, I think that eliminates some of the problem. Now, while Americans are freaking out over the whole gay marriage thing, have you seen what they've done with the Monsanto Protection Act?
I have not. Inform me.
This one just kind of snuck through. It was a last-minute addition, and it includes a provision protecting genetically modified seeds from litigation in the face of health risks.
Like tobacco?
Yes. The provision was added, H.R. 933, a continuing resolution amid the averting of a government shutdown. So it was stuffed into that bill, okay? Food and public safety advocates and independent farmers are furious with President Obama for signing it despite its inclusion of language that they consider to be a gift to agribusiness giant Monsanto and other firms that produce genetically modified organisms or genetically engineered seeds and crops. In other words, they can develop one of these crops, it can start killing people, and nobody can sue them because of H.R. 933, which was part of the continuing resolution, so the government would keep working.
So when you have that third arm growing out of your side.
Exactly. You can do nothing about it. You can go to them and say, hey, and they can go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that's what Monsanto's lawyers would say.
Why do my children glow in the dark?
I can just see that comfort. Yeah, okay, fine. Moving on. Thank you very much. And here's an immigration update for you. Under the definition of irony, the so-called Gang of Eight, working on immigration and reform packages, visited the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday. And what did they see firsthand? A female illegal immigrant scaling the fence.
They still climb the fence?
Arizona GOP Senator John McCain tweeted, quote, just witnessed a woman successfully climb an 18-foot border fence a few yards from us.
Wow.
Hashtag Nogales. He added, Border Patrol successfully apprehended her, but the incident is another reminder that threats to our border security are real, end quote.
Story would only have been better if John McCain had actually gone and tried to tackle her to apprehend her.
That would have been awesome.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Hi, this is Tim Light. My family has been part of the area for 41 years. Every day we are glad that Bryan-College Station is our home. A lot of you feel the same way. One way to make sure our community keeps growing is by shopping local. When you do that, money stays here to help provide the services we all want. And it allows our dealership to support local groups when they need it. Plus, it's always great to do business with your neighbors. Bryan Broadcasting and Tom Light Chevrolet remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan-College Station Chamber of Commerce.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units and is proud to install Carrier products. And now's the time to call Malik for your spring tune-up. We'll inspect every component of your HVAC system and make sure it's running efficiently to save you money throughout the hot summer.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned. We only make one thing. the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
A Comfort Keeper is a caregiver that provides the kind of in-home care that you would receive from a family member. Someone that treats their client with dignity and respect as though they were caring for a member of their own family. It's a great feeling to go to work and leave knowing that you've made a difference. You've changed a life. You've kept someone in their home. You've given someone back their independence and their freedom. You'll absolutely love your experience as a caregiver if that's the kind of heart you've got. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 644, mostly cloudy today for you. 73 for the high. We'll see winds out of the south, 5 to 15. Right now it is 50. Thank you for waking up with us. My name is Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucian. Because we had some technical problems this morning, you get to hear Sean now.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
One other point that I want to make on the same-sex marriage debate is, you know, up until a few months ago, Barack Obama himself and nearly every elected Democrat all opposed same-sex marriage. Now, I know that every conservative, you're a bigot, you're a hater. You know, Obama was for it, against it, for it. Who knows where he's going to be tomorrow? But they simply believed for years and publicly argued that endorsing same-sex marriage, remember with Rick Warren back in 2008, that it would be unwise and that it might redefine marriage in a way that would make it impossible to draw any lines at any point for any conceivable arrangement. Barack Obama, when he ran for the Illinois State Senate, was in opposition to it.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. And you know, the last thing you want to deal with is when you're running your business and you lose important computer files or not having them on hand when you need them. Well, I'm here to tell you about Mosey Pro. It's a cloud service that backs up all the important business files automatically. You set it, you forget it. No matter what happens to your hard drive, you'll never lose any of your important data, your files, your information. Now, Mosey Pro also features a free mobile app, and it lets you access your important files anytime from any iPhone, iPad, Android phone, or tablet. You have emails, spreadsheets, presentations right at your fingertips at all times. Now, I use Mosey Pro to keep my stuff safe and available to me, and you should too. It's easy to set up, it's simple to use, and it costs 80% less than other solutions. Now get Mosey today. Now your business files will be protected and you'll have access whenever you need it. That's Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com. Learn how you can start protecting your files and have more access by going to Mosey, M-O-Z-Y.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 646 again, topping out today at 73 with mostly cloudy skies. It's 50. We'll check your sports here in about 5 minutes. In the meantime, let's find out how to plant things.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 30th, learn about organic gardening. It's gaining in popularity and there's lots of products and information available. Come find out about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are some great gardening opportunities in salvage yards, antique malls, and the back alleys of garden centers, even on good old eBay and Craigslist. Use your creativity and shop for odd items to make your garden unique. Let's explore just a few of the options and recycled horticultural treasures right after this message. We've just reprinted a limited number of my posters. This offer has been so popular. It's a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written just for the great state of Texas. We're in our 27th year with the magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. The posters are 15 by 30 inches on heavy cardstock in full color. 100 best landscape plants for Texas. It's a very large chart filled with information. 120 best perennials, 100 best annuals for Texas landscapes, and all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. That's 120 varieties of crepe myrtles. All four posters, normally $10 each and $2 postage. That's $48. The total value, $71.95 for $34 plus $3 postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 4769. One of the recycled horticultural treasures I like to look for would be misshapen plants at the garden center. Usually they'll be toward the back of the store, moving glacially toward the dumpster. As they sit there, they're dying back, becoming less and less appealing to the more mainstream gardener. You, however, super gardener, possess the ability to see these mangled plants in a different light. You see them in decorative pots, trimmed and watered and fed, growing into unique specimens, almost bonsai-like in stunning appearance. You have the ability to create a living masterpiece others will only be able to envy. Hopefully, of course, in this dream, you buy a plant that still has some native vigor enough to survive and regrow. Let's assume you're looking for more perfect landscaping plants. If you're seeking the less common types, you need to get into garden centers now. This is a great time. They've probably been sitting there waiting on you through the winter time. This is the time to get in. You may even be able to recycle existing overgrown plants within your own landscape. That's how we found tree-form crepe myrtles in the 1950s. Some enterprising Texas landscape architect found that there were great little trees hidden in those big overgrown shrubs. All it took was a little trimming and reshaping. Texas mountain laurel, same story. Yaupon holly trees, same story. Salvage yards and antique malls will be fertile hunting for the serious landscaper. You'll find old lumber painted from a former era. Grab a few matching boards and build your own birdhouse. Look for decorative wooden finials and protect them with polyurethane or some other type of varnish and use them in the garden. You might even be so lucky as to find a selection of old wrought iron fencing or maybe an old gate. Old pavers are beautiful, especially if they're old street cobblestones. Antique wall fountains can be turned into hanging planters or restored as actual working fountains. Look for ornamental hinges, knobs, and other hardware. You might even find an old lamp or sundial if you dig long enough. There is quite an interest currently in the heritage of horticulture. We're tracing our steps back through the decades looking for heirloom plants. Many of these fine old beauties are fairly common in landscapes, especially in older neighborhoods, but most are almost never seen in garden centers. You'll get into garden centers now and you'll find heirloom tomatoes to heirloom annuals and perennials and antique roses. This is way cool. Now, I hope that you'll give them a try. This is a way you can add a lot of whimsy to your landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. Put your best look forward in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Don't pay retail for a new car or truck. Tom White Chevrolet is suspending retail pricing. We're on pace to set a new sales record for truck money. To reach our goal, we're sacrificing profit to sell extra cars and trucks. Bubba Dixon here, and we have over 200 new Chevys available. We're overstocked with inventory and ready to make deals no other dealers can touch this Friday and Saturday at Tom White Chevrolet. Like a new 2013 Silverado Crew Cab for $25.5. Only $25.5 for a Texas Edition Crew Cab.
Guaranteed savings, guaranteed great service. Tim Light here, and now the Chevy Silverado comes with the best pickup coverage in America. 2-year, 24,000-mile maintenance program at no extra cost.
For the best truck month ever, we'll make any deal happen. Zero down, no payments for 90 days, bigger discounts. We'll make that deal happen at Tom White Chevrolet. But don't wait. We can only hold down these prices until 6 p.m. Saturday. Tom White Chevrolet, your Texas best Chevy dealer. North Earl Rudder Freeway or find new roads at tomlight.com.
Price plus TTNL includes rebates and dealer discounts. See dealer for details.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Celebrate Easter Sunday with Buppy's Restaurant. Buppy's will be open Easter Day for their delicious Easter brunch menu. Their Easter extended hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch favorites, made-to-order omelets, tacos, waffles, and pancakes. A prime rib and ham carving station, plus an awesome pasta station. Leave the stress of Easter cooking to us. Don't miss Buppy's Brunch Buffet. Open Easter Sunday until 3 and every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buppy's, 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
It's time for Bryan College Station's 2013 American Heart Association Go Red for Women Luncheon. The luncheon is an afternoon of inspiration, education, fundraising, and fun with a delicious seated meal and silent auction. Tickets are $50 and the luncheon is at 11:30 on Thursday, April 4th at the Hilton and College Station. For more information or to sponsor a table, please call 512-338-2425. Make it your mission to fight heart disease by calling 512-338-2425.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Jordan Meserle with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's currently 6:54. It's been a surprising inaugural year for College Station High athletics, and that trend continued last night. The Lady Cougars soccer team won its first ever playoff game Wednesday night in Waco, upending Jacksonville 1-0. Kinsey Rome scored the lone goal for CS High on a nice pass by Steele Francher early in the second half. The Lady Cougars outshot Jacksonville 21-2 in the win. They'll be in action again tonight at 7 p.m. against Woodson High. The Bryan boys soccer team will also kick off playoff action tonight against Humble Kingwood, and the A&M Consolidated girls will also be meeting Humble Kingwood in the 5A playoffs. Good luck to all the area teams. The Texas A&M baseball team is loading up the bus and heading east for a weekend series against South Carolina that kicks off tonight. The Aggies are heading to the Palmetto State pretty hot, too. They've won 8 of their last 9 games. A&M will send true freshman Grayson Long to the mound tonight to match up against South Carolina's Evan Beal. Long is 3-0 on the season with a 2.535 ERA. A&M's Kyle Martin is set for Friday, and Daniel Mingden will get the ball on Saturday to round out the series. The Aggies will have their hands full with the Gamecocks, who, by the way, won the 2010 and 2011 national championship. South Carolina sits 19-6 right now. First pitch for tonight's game is set for 6:30, and you can catch all the action right here on 1620 WTAW. The 21st-ranked Texas A&M women's golf team was celebrating yesterday in Bryan after defeating UTSA in the inaugural Texas A&M-UTSA shootout at Miramont Country Club. The Aggies' Sarah Beth Davis won the individual championship by beating UTSA's Taylor Newland by 3 strokes. The Aggies defeated the Roadrunners by 12 strokes overall to grab the shootout win. They'll be back in action this weekend at the San Diego State Invitational Tournament in California. It was a strong first day for the Texas A&M track team in Austin at the 86 Clyde Littlefield Texas Relays. Annie Kuhn's since in third place, and Jenna Hinman is in fifth place. SEC has a strong presence at the heptathlon, who currently hold 5 of the first 6 positions. Speaking of a strong presence, the Texas A&M men's swimming and diving team will be sending 7 Aggies to the NCAA championships this weekend. The Aggies will be seeking the program's 18th straight top 25 NCAA finish, which is a record for Texas A&M. The Aggies are only one of a few teams that have finished in the top 25 every season since 1996. In more A&M sports news, what may not normally be news is news when you're a Heisman Trophy winner. Johnny Manziel said he's getting off Twitter in an attempt to keep his personal life more private. At 330,000 followers, Manziel said, "It's fun to have, but it can get distracting." So if you're one of those 330,000 followers, you're going to have to find another way to keep up with Johnny Football. And finally, in NBA news, the streak is over. The Chicago Bulls snapped the Miami Heat's 27-game winning streak last night, upending the Heat 101-97. And that's your sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Jordan Meserle, here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the seven acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
Three-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudish directs seven talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
Two nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Christ's resurrection would be meaningless without his defeat of death. We invite you to experience the week that led to Christ's ultimate victory over death. I'm John Reason, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. This Holy Week, please join us for our special services commemorating Maundy Thursday, a celebration of Christ's command to love at 6 p.m., and for Good Friday, the remembrance of Christ's great sacrifice at noon. A&M United Methodist Church, located in Northgate.
Mom, I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where